President Obama is expected to sign the health care bill into law today, even though the U.S. Senate must still approve revisions that passed in the House on Sunday. Overall, the new federal legislation is modeled on reforms that Massachusetts enacted back in 2006. In this state now, more than 97% of people have health coverage. So, what will the new national mandate mean for us? WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The architects of Massachusetts' universal health care law say they feel proud.
The most striking thing at the end of the day is how much the new federal program resembles what was done in Massachusetts.
As the former director of the advocacy group, Health Care for All, John McDonough was heavily involved in getting the state to mandate health insurance. He also worked with the late Senator Ted Kennedy on health care.
There is absolutely no doubt Massachusetts was the overwhelming conceptual structure for this new federal program.
Like the Massachusetts law, the federal proposal requires everyone to have health insurance and penalizes people who don't. It also prohibits insurance companies from rejecting patients based on pre-existing conditions. Because of these similarities, most residents here will see little change in how they get health insurance or treatment, says Stuart Altman. He's a professor of national health policy at the Heller School at Brandeis University.
In spite of the rhetoric, this does not fundamentally change the healthcare delivery system, and it will have minimal impact on most people in Massachusetts or in the United States in terms of how they get care.
Beyond the individual experience, the state benefits in several ways. Federal reform would deliver more money to the state for health care. Most importantly, Massachusetts will receive $2 billion in Medicaid assistance over 10 years. Until now, it's had to go begging far more frequently to the federal government, says John Kingsdale, head of the Commonwealth Health Insurance Connector Authority. That's the agency that oversees mandated health insurance.
We will not have to continue to go hat in hand to Washington every 3 years to get special permission from them for the matching federal support that we have for some of the programs that national health reform will begin to fund in 2014.
Under the federal plan, more low-income residents will qualify for insurance subsidies, and the federal government will pay for health insurance for legal immigrants. The state currently does that on its own. And small businesses will get more tax breaks to cover employees, says Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer of Health Care for All.
Federal reform is more generous than what we've been able to do at the state level in that small businesses will qualify for a 35% rebate on the insurance premiums that they pay, they contribute toward their employees' premiums. We know that will make a tremendous difference.
Also, more than 80,000 senior citizens in Massachusetts will get help from the federal government to pay for prescription drugs, according to the AARP. Nora Super is its director of federal government relations.
This is a huge victory for seniors because, as you may know, what happens in the donut hole, people have to pay premiums and get nothing in return after they reach a certain dollar limit.
That so-called donut hole will be eliminated by 2020. But in the federal plan, there are some drawbacks for Massachusetts. About 8,600 residents who have expensive health care plans will see a federal 40% tax on them. These are mostly people in government or union jobs. Also, nearly 200,000 seniors will lose the extra benefits they currently get from Medicare Advantage because they'll have to switch to regular Medicare. But overall, the health reform bill means that Massachusetts is no longer running an experiment in universal coverage. The experiment proves successful enough to become the national model for a system that will bring more funding for health care coverage in Massachusetts and across the country. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.